Mitch, please.
All right, guys, yesterday's Afternoon Drive featured former Ohio State head coach Urban Meyer on its airwaves, and those who have grumbled over Ryan Day this offseason, some have proposed, even on this show, that maybe Urban could return to the Buckeye sideline in the future. However, Meyer kind of putting the kibosh on that prospect yesterday.
No, I'm done. I really, really enjoy what I'm doing. I really had no idea there was this life out there. I mean, Shelly and I are traveling. We just celebrated 35 years anniversary. We got 4 grandchildren, 2 on the way. My golf handicap got below a 10. I'm healthy, and no chance. And I think I'm smart enough. No, I don't know how successful I would be in this current climate. You know, I just don't know. Not that it's bad. It's great. College football's never been better. The product on the field, Dustin, has never been better. But no, I'm done.
Urban Meyer, on Afternoon Drive, hear that entire interview, 92.3thefan.com. I have my opinion. I will let you, I'll concede the floor to you right now.
I think that, I do think he's good on TV. And I think he recognizes that he's good on TV. I think he is recognized as somebody who has had health issues, which I think have stemmed at times from him being so dedicated to coaching and just pouring every single ounce of energy he has into it. Realizes how much easier a life it is to be on TV once a week and talk about these games, and you still watch and you still get to be involved with the sport. I think he recognizes what a better life that is. It's a much easier life being in TV, being a member of the media, than it is being someone that is in charge of 110 guys every Saturday. That's a really rough life to live. I think he recognizes that. I do think he's done too.
So my son's 9 and these things change. So don't quote me on this, but he says he wants to be a football coach. And if he were to become a college football coach, and like say he were to become a recruiter in one of these programs, mm-hmm. he would be used to this current climate,
yes.
the lack of control. He would be used to. Urban Meyer had all the control in the world at BG, Utah, Florida, at Ohio State. The NFL obviously was a different animal. I think he sees I heard his interview with Nick Saban on his podcast. You can tell these are guys that, and people love it. People love that these guys are gone. I think they like it for likes and retweets instead of they actually care about the players. I don't think that right. most of these people care about the players in sincerity. But I think that it's fun to push out the old guard, they say. Well, the legends are going. And as much as I can make fun of Urban Meyer's tenure at Jacksonville and do, he's still a legendary college football coach with all the peccadilloes that are there. I get it. But I don't think he would. I thought at first when Jacksonville went belly up the way it did, I thought maybe he'd like to take a stab at one of those places and just resurrect a program. Like Nebraska was brought up a bunch and some of the other ones.
Better note.
Yeah. But now with the way college football is, I hope that they take away that spring window. I think it's hard to recruit your players two times a year, your own players 2 times a year. I think it makes you spend less time with your players. I think it makes you spend less time to get to know your players. In effect, hurts your relationship with those players and keeping them around. I think it all goes towards the portal. And we could say that this is good because we open up opportunities for young people, but I also think that young people are in danger of making some very bad decisions based on some very bad info.
Guys, those answers are great. What about if Ryan Day loses to Michigan again and they're in the playoff? Could you see Urban Meyer coming back just for a playoff run? This is
like
the
Barry Alvarez?
This is the Anthony Lima doomsday scenario or the Anthony Lima dream scenario.
I think it's dream. I think it's dream for him. I think Ohio State would be silly not to ask. I don't know if Urban would do it, but I think Ohio State would be silly not to ask him.
Because everything that you guys both said are great and valid points, but we're not talking about taking over a program. We're talking about getting them through a month.
Well, you don't believe that he'd be fired. Do you?
Ryan Day? Yeah. No, I think they would.
So you're speaking for Anthony.
I think they'd at least stick it out. Yeah, I'm advocating for Anthony right now, who I call the devil sometimes, so I'll be the devil's advocate here.
Lima's a crazy person. They wouldn't fire him, even though he would want Ryan Day fired.
But let's just say they do. Let's just say they fire him, right? And then Urban's already told whoever.
Oh, I think they'd...
Hey, I'll come back.
I think they'd have their eyes on Mike Vrabel, and I don't know what Brian Hartline... Oh, what?
But not for a playoff run.
No.
They wouldn't. Urban is not going back there to be the full-time
finish.
Head coach.
I was going to finish. I think they have their eyes on Vrabel. I don't know what Vrabel's going to do with Brian Hartline, but I think they'd probably just showcase Brian Hartline to show his stuff out there if he wanted to. He's gotten interviews before. I heard the interview with Cincinnati did not go very well whatsoever, and that's part of the reason why he's still with Ohio State. But he's a hell of a recruiter.
That was 2 years ago, yeah. though, too, right?
Yeah.
Two or three?
And so we can always grow from things. We can always have better interviews. We can always get better in these situations. So maybe he would be better. And if he were to lead them to any sort of wins in a Ryan Day fired scenario, well, first off, I think Ohio State fans would want to have a say about him. And then after that, maybe another program would like want to have a say about him. But I think Mike Vrabel would be the long-term guy.
I don't think Ohio State, and this is specific to Brian Hartline, even though he went there, he's been on staff for a while. I don't think Ohio State is a place you can be a first-time head coach. I think it's a very, especially...
Except Ryan Day.
Ryan Day.
Ryan Day? First-time head coach, brother.
We're talking
about
losses
or something like that.
We're talking about wanting to fire him.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And he's won a lot of games.
I'm just saying things. I'm repeating things that I've heard on this show.
I don't think it's a place for first-time head coaches to be successful. I don't.
Not me. I don't want to be that guy who was calling for him
to fire. You're pro bring Urban back for the run then.
I'm pro none of this because I'm not an Ohio State fan.
Danny, put your Ohio State cap on real quick.
Don't know.
And tell me,
Danny,
would you let him coach him for a playoff run?
If I were Ohio State, I think you have to give him the call. I do. If you lose to Michigan again, especially this year where
Danny,
I think Michigan's going to be down.
Being afraid.
No, I just said
stop
you have
afraid.
To give him the call.
You make think
call.
I'm afraid?
I'm not make afraid.
Call. Make the call.
You make the call. I don't think Urban would say yes, though.
Let me finish it up with this because I wanted to say something about John Kenzie. You notice how he's like, still a great product. Still something you want to watch. It's like, yeah, you're on TV. You're on Fox every week. You're not going to sit there and deride the product and then show up on TV.
Smart. I heard that Big Noon Kickoff That's doing smart. Real well.
And because of that, I don't watch game day. I really don't have time to watch either anymore because of the kid schedule. But if I do get a chance, I watch Big Fox. Noon Kickoff. I'm watching
that.
I'm not
game
watching
day during the commercial break.
I won't do that.
I will always be a game day guy.
I won't even
I
do,
love college game day.
I think it's gotten very corny over the years.
There's something about the nostalgia of Brady Quinn and Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush for me all sitting on the same desk, and then the insight that Urban Meyer gives you.
Yep. I might take it a little bit more seriously because Nick Saban's there. I might check that out. Well, I mean,
it was pretty good.
Axel season's going to end sooner than college football season, so I have plenty of chances to watch it later.
Yeah.
But I'm a Big Noon Kickoff guy. I see smart football people on there making serious points. I like them. On John Kenzie Noel, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible the Guardians can learn a lesson from him?
What would the lesson be?
Doing a good job at the plate, hitting for power. He's a guy that seems very happy to be there. Kind of feels like a lot of the Guardians at the beginning of the season. And a lot of these guys are pressing, and John Kenzie is not the one pressing. Just wondering if they could learn a lesson.
I hope so.
From his youth and inexperience.
Maybe
he doesn't know what he doesn't know.
Big Christmas.
Yeah. Like Hallmark, the 25 days of Christmas. There's got to be about 25 days left in the season. Actually, there's more than that, but you get what I'm saying.
30 games left, I think.
Hey, Hallmark would love to have more days to get ready for Christmas.
I know.
Surprised they don't start now. 25 hits of Christmas.
Yep.